You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. China says it will cut coal consumption in major northern cities, including Beijing and Shanghai, by 2017. The New York Times reports this could affect demand for U.S. coal, and that in turn might affect a controversial plan to move coal by train through Washington State to a proposed coal export terminal at Cherry Point. Joining us with more on this coal story out of China and how it could affect Washington is David Roberts. He writes for the Seattle-based environmental magazine Grist. This year, he is unplugging from that job, but he agreed to plug in temporarily by phone to talk with us about the story. David Roberts, thanks for plugging in to us.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So, first question, why is China saying, at least, that it will cut back coal consumption in major northern cities?
Well, there's several things going on. I think the most proximate reason is that people in the north of China are getting sick. There's a recent study in the Proceedings of the National Institutes of Health that said residents of northern China lose something like 5.5 years of their lifespan from all the coal use up there, the dirty coal burning. So that's the immediate factor. But there's a lot of other structural things going on beyond this.
How much coal from the U.S. is China purchasing now?
Well, it's not so much that China buys a lot of coal directly from the U.S. A lot of our Powder River Basin coal, which is the coal that we're talking about exporting through the Northwest, goes to Japan and North Korea. It's more a matter of the fact that China is the 800-pound gorilla in the coal export market. It's China's demand that is driving almost all thermal coal projects. Thermal coal is the coal burned in power plants around the world. So if China's demand drops substantially, a lot of the people who are now selling to China will turn to those Japanese and North Korean markets and start competing more directly with us, and will beat us on price. So it's a global market for coal, and if China's demand drops, everybody who's involved in thermal coal gets hurt.
Interesting. I know that the price of coal has been dropping because there has been decreased demand in certain places. In China, are they really talking about using alternative and clean energy sources?
Yes, that's one of the things going on. They are on a crash program right now, building out nuclear power, hydropower, wind is growing like crazy, solar is just starting to grow like crazy in China, and they're also exploring now shale gas, which, as you know, has revolutionized energy here in the U.S. They're starting to explore that. So there's a lot of long-term structural factors pointing them away from coal. And right now, in terms of the global market, there's an oversupply of thermal coal, and that's suppressing prices and hurting export prospects.
I suppose there's not any way to be certain that China's going to implement a less coal nationwide at this point.
Well, you know, China exists to mock the predictions of Western analysts. But, you know, China's growth in the first decade of the 21st century was so insane, it just can't go on. So there's a larger economic slowdown happening there. And also there's what's called a Kuznets curve, which is as residents start to grow more prosperous, they start to demand environmental amenities like clean air and clean water. And you're starting to see that happen in China now. I think it's sort of over a hump in its development curve, and now you're going to start seeing less focus on infrastructure and exports and more focus on domestic consumption and quality of life, and that means less coal.
We're talking with environmental writer David Roberts, and not to be too egomaniacal about all this, but that's great for China. How does it affect us?
Well, it has a direct effect on this fight over coal exports from the Pacific Northwest. The dirty hippies over at Goldman Sachs put out a report just a couple of months ago that concluded, and I quote, "Most thermal coal growth projects will struggle to earn a positive return for their owners." So the drop-off in China coal demand directly hurts the prospects for these coal export terminals in the Pacific Northwest. And the report concluded, if you want to make any money exporting thermal coal, you need to do it now, because it's dropping off day by day by day, and every day that goes past, there's less prospect for profit. So that's why I think you see this sort of frenzy on the part of coal companies to get these coal export terminals built now. And the longer they're delayed by local opposition, the more these structural economic forces kind of cut the foundation out from their case, from their argument.
Well, as near as I can tell, there are so many legal hurdles and potential challenges to the construction of the Washington State coal export terminals that now isn't going to happen.
Yes, I think that's right. And I think if you ask me, of course, here, we'll return in a couple of years and I'll look like a fool. But if you ask me, I think that these coal export terminals are just flat not going to happen. I think that the economic argument, the economic justification is being drained away so rapidly that, I think on this one, I think local forces are going to win.
Well, we're going to hold you to that. I think I will pull that piece of tape. David Roberts, thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha.
David Roberts writes for the Seattle-based environmental magazine, Grist. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.